I'm sitting in the trailer with Jane Seymour on the set of Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. And Jane, one of my all-time favorite movies, and I know especially a lot of women in our audience, is Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve. And, of course, you were starring in that movie with him. I know you actually, just this past week, were with him when he got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. How's Christopher doing?
Christopher's doing really well. Not only did I see him then, but I went to see his movie the night before, the premiere of his movie, which was wonderful, In the Gloaming, which is on HBO. And then he came to my house after the Walk of Fame thing in the evening. He came over for dinner and spent about 3 hours at home with us. And we were really lucky because our house has no steps. You know, he could actually take his wheelchair and go all around the house out and look out at the ocean. And we had a wonderful, wonderful evening with him. And I mean, he's got a great sense of humor. He's got an enormous amount of energy. And he's just amazing. I mean, what he can do with, you know, the problems that he has is astounding. And he's really a fine director. He's a great speaker. He's on the speaking circuit now across America. And I think he's an inspiration to everybody. And in a funny way, he acknowledges that because of the accident, some amazingly wonderful things have happened for him that might not have happened otherwise. So rather than looking at the bad side of things, you know, he's looking at the positive side, which is astounding. But by the same token, when you talk to him, it's really rough. It's tough to be stuck in that chair. And so what he's trying to do is raise money for research for spinal cord injuries, which I think is wonderful. Rather than giving up and just saying, well, there is no cure and, you know, it's not going to benefit me or whatever, or he's going out there and saying, I believe that if there is a cure, you know, I will help find it. And if it's possible, I'm going to make sure that I can walk. And he has a dream, and he's a man who's always had a dream. So, you know, if dreams can come true, I think they'll come true for Christopher.
It's true that you named one of your twins after him, isn't it?
Yes, I did. And of course, that's why he came to the house. He wanted to see the boys, and they were, of course, running around all around his wheelchair and trying to press all the buttons that were red, and everything was flashing. I think Johnny managed to almost take the track out of his, you know, his breathing apparatus out of it. He's really used to that. He has a little boy himself, Wills, who literally climbs all over him all the time. So they were very used to small children kind of pulling and pushing at him, but he loves little Christopher. Little Christopher is, you know, just like Chris Reeve. I mean, he's kind of out there, very active, you know, very inquisitive.
Are your twins here today?
Yes, they are. They're outside, actually. Yes.
Do you bring them here to the set quite often?
They usually come after their morning nap and go home just before their afternoon nap, so they spend a few hours of the day out here.
Is that part of your balancing act between being mommy and being star of a TV show?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't bear having a day without seeing them, and it's a good thing when they come here. and then, of course, when I go home in the evenings, unless I'm doing night shooting, I get to see my other kids, and, you know, we talk about how school is and homework, and we do the other things. And weekends I try to keep just for the family.
What is a day like for Jane Seymour? What time do you get up in the morning, Jane?
Well, on a Monday morning on Dr. Quinn, typically I'll start work at 5:30, so I'll get up at 4:30. And then I'll be in makeup and hair for about an hour and a quarter. Then I'm working on the set. Usually I'm here for at least 14 hours, sometimes longer. I get half an hour off for lunch, during which time I invariably am doing an interview like this or talking to somebody that's trying to catch up with me about something else. And once a week we do a read-through, so that lunch break's gone. And then I go home and I, having put my babies to bed and dealt with the other kids and all the things that they're dealing with, I then try and learn 9 pages for the following day.
That was my next question. How do you memorize so much script?
Well, I memorize pretty quickly, and I try to not bring my work home with me. So if I can, if I've managed to get through most of the day I'm in, and by about 3 or 4 in the afternoon, I start looking at the following day's pages, and I try to get a head start on what that's going to be. And then I kind of look at it again just before I go to sleep at night, and then I look at it again first thing in the morning while they're putting my makeup on. And then I look at it again right to the last second till they say action. And if I'm lucky, I remember them.